Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's turn now to Faith Abube. Today is a observed national holiday now. After something was signed by the president yesterday, Faith, fill us in on Juneteenth taking that leap. It had been a state holiday here in New York for the last year, now becoming a federal holiday.
Yeah, New York actually isn't alone. Several states, actually, almost all of the states have been celebrating this for years now. The president signed the legislation into law just in time for the 156th anniversary. African American communities all across this country have been celebrating this for 1.5 centuries now, going back to the Civil War era, and now the federal government is finally catching up to that reality. Yesterday, we saw the ceremony yesterday where President Biden signed this into law. He had Vice President Kamala Harris with him yesterday, along with several people from the Congressional Black Caucus, some activists, all in the White House yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris said yesterday that these are the days when we as a nation have decided to stop and take stock and often to acknowledge our history. She went on to say that this should be a moment where we learn from our history and also teach our children our history. We also heard from the president further explaining that, saying that by marking Juneteenth as a federal holiday, that Americans can feel the power to learn from our history again and to celebrate the progress that has been made since slavery, but also grapple with the fact that there is still a lot to be done. Of course, this holiday didn't pop out of nowhere. Activists have been working behind the scenes calling for this for decades and decades. You have Opal Lee, a 94-year woman who was at the signing yesterday with the president. She's known as the grandmother of this movement. She pushed for this measure. She's walked in the streets and marching from Texas all the way to the nation's capital, calling for this for years and years. And now this is happening in her lifetime. So this year, since the holiday falls on a Saturday, most federal employees have the day off today. But there will be mail delivery, unlike other federal holidays, I imagine, because this happened so quickly. The Senate actually passed the bill on Wednesday with unanimous consent. It went to the House. They quickly took up the measure. They passed it with overwhelming support. It was bipartisan support. Only 14 lawmakers didn't vote for it. And then within 24 hours, it was on the president's desk, and then he signed it quickly yesterday. And now here we are. Several states are also giving their public workers the day off and celebrating this inaugural year as a federal holiday for Juneteenth.
Yeah, all kind of happening very quickly and happening officially yesterday. Faith, thanks so much. It's Faith Abube reporting live from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.